From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi is in Pakistan on a previously unannounced visit to India's regional rival, the first by an Indian Prime Minister in more than a decade. Earlier during a stop in Afghanistan, he said he looked forward to meeting Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif. Reporting for VOA, Ayaz Gul said that meeting has great importance to all three countries.
With continuing instability in Afghanistan, there are worries that if the traditional tensions between Pakistan and Afghanistan, worsen in the meantime, it will become really a challenge for the international community, which has been trying hard to bring peace to Afghanistan. But if there is tension in this part of South Asia, then obviously, there are allegations that India and Pakistan, in order to increase their influence in Afghanistan, are engaged in some sort of a proxy war there.
Ayaz Gul speaking from Islamabad. Islamic State loyalists in Afghanistan released a new video today showing a suicide car bombing, devastating an Afghan security outpost, as well as violent acts elsewhere, including in Pakistan. The purported IES video released to reporters shows footage of militants ambushing a convoy of Pakistani security forces in mountainous terrain, a suicide bombing, gunfights with security forces elsewhere, and roadside bombs blowing up Afghan government vehicles. One man is beheaded, two others are shot at close range in the back of the head. A gas tanker fire in Nigeria may have killed more than 100 people. Some reports say more than 100 were killed. Others say the death toll is much lower. Fire ignited Thursday in Anambra State when a gas truck exploded after unloading its contents. The resulting fire burned people to death as they stood in line to refill their cooking gas canisters. This is VOA News. Christians around the world are celebrating Christmas Day in homes, churches, and holy sites, particularly in the town of Bethlehem in West Bank, where the Bible says Jesus, the Son of God, was born. In Australia, Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull celebrated the day by serving others.
There is no better example of love, of following in the footsteps of Jesus, in practical love, helping people who are struggling, who are battling for all sorts of reasons.
In Vatican City, tens of thousands of people are crowding into St. Peter's Square to hear Pope Francis deliver the traditional Urbi et Orbi message to the world. In France, Christmas services come with heightened security concerns after last month's terror attacks in Paris. One of the priests at Notre Dame saying, "We are trying to cope as we celebrate the birth of Jesus." Syrian activist groups say raids by government warplanes on a rebel-held suburb of Damascus have killed at least 20 people, including women and children. Government warplanes and helicopter gunships often attack opposition-held suburbs of the capital, a stronghold of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. The United Nations Children Fund says many vulnerable refugee and migrant children in Germany are not getting the protection and care they need. UNICEF says it's rolling out a package of measures to help handle the problem. Lisa Schlein reports.
About 1 million refugees and migrants have arrived in Germany this year. Most are Syrians and Afghans who have suffered long and arduous journeys to find a safe haven from war and persecution. Although they have reached their destination, UNICEF says it is just the beginning of a new journey for some 300,000 children who face many uncertainties and are vulnerable to abuse. The agency, along with the government and German private agencies, will seek to identify children at risk, support learning and play opportunities, provide counseling to traumatized children, and boost protection systems in reception and accommodation centers. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. presidential candidates are reacting to published reports the U.S. could begin deporting families who are in the United States illegally by early January. Democratic frontrunner, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says she has real concern about the reports, as does Bernie Sanders, her competitor. Republican frontrunner Donald Trump took credit for the news in a tweet reaction, saying the deportation plan is being considered because he pressured the government to do it. Hundreds of families in the U.S. South and Midwest will spend today, Christmas Day, in emergency shelters after losing their homes to rare December tornadoes. Severe storms have killed at least 14 people since Wednesday, with Mississippi Governor Phil Bryant declaring a state of emergency in several counties. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.